With Vectis Radio. I've just been joined by Keith Trigg. Morning, Keith. How are you?
I'm very well, and you?
I'm very well as well. You look like a dapper guy. You really do. When you walk in, you cut a dapper figure. You do.
Well, I like to look quite smart.
Well, I'm guessing because you're an estate agent, you have to be.
Yep, definitely.
Well, you definitely look the part, and just talking to you, I'm thinking maybe we should put our house on the market now.
Yep.
Do you have that effect on a lot of people?
I like to take as many houses on as possible. I'll come around any time.
Okay.
Give you a valuation.
All right. Okay. Well, sometimes it's all about just having a look at your options, because we do kind of bury our heads in the sand. Now, Alison is with us. She's just said, I could never leave my house. I'll tell you what, you spend another 5 minutes with Keith, you might be thinking about it.
I might, actually, yeah. I'm sure I could be turned.
Now, you were talking just now, you sold cheapest house, 60-odd thousand.
That's correct.
And most expensive, £1 million.
Yep.
I mean, that's incredible. £1 million houses on the island.
Yeah.
Can we say where it was or not?
Cowes.
In Cowes?
In Cowes, yeah.
Overlooking the sea?
Yep. Had sea views from their balcony, from the master bedroom.
What goes through your mind when somebody says, I've got an house for sale, do you want to come round? And you look, and you turn up and you think, wow.
Well, I think we look at each house as someone's home. So we don't look at it as a product, it's someone's house. But that's not the dearest on the island. I think one of the dearest was about $4.5 million.
Wow.
That was sold. So the island's become quite expensive now compared to, say, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people love the island. They're coming. We get a lot of mainland buyers coming to live here, and then we'll travel back to work on the mainland. It's a great way of life here.
So, I mean, years ago, we were just talking about it. You'd get stuff in the county press and so on and so forth, but we've got internet now, so I'm guessing everything is being piped around the world, not just up country, but around the world as well. Do you get people coming from far and wide to look at a house?
All over the world. Recently, we've had a lot of interest from people from Jersey and Guernsey moving to the island.
Why do you think that is?
Don't know. We've asked them, two of them said it's actually nicer than Jersey.
Right,
Jersey's
okay.
Very overpopulated, they said. They love the island, lots of open space. The island's become the place to be. It's a great place to live, very safe for kids. You can work on the mainland but come back weekends. Got a lot of people moving here for the safety factor as well. Very easy going.
Okay. I just going back in my mind with years ago, you'd go and have a look at a house, you'd get some paperwork and so on, or you'd wait for the county press to come out. I mean, the marketing tools are out there with the internet. So how much easier is it? How much more work is there involved?
Well, we're putting stuff on the internet. I mean, most people are using smartphones, tablets, you know, computers. That's what they search on. I mean, Rightmove is probably the biggest search engine that people use. I think it's something like 10 million hits a day. I think it's the fifth or sixth biggest website in the UK. Everyone has an interest in property, whether they're on the internet, looking in the paper. Everyone likes to know what their house may be worth.
Yeah. So how many, just give us a useful tip here, because how many pictures would you normally use to sell a house? Is it one picture per room, or is it, you know, half a dozen?
We average probably about 20 to 25 per property. Clearly, if it's a one-bedroom flat, you're going to be a bit limited, but on a bigger house, it could be up to 30, 35 pictures. I have my own professional photographer as well, so all our properties are taken by a professional photographer, because I think estate agents are not very good with a camera.
Well, that's honest. I like that.
They're not very good at taking pictures. That's why I employ a professional photographer to take them. You just see a picture of a bed. You know, you go on the internet, it's a picture of a bed or a pair of curtains, and you know, a picture speaks 1,000 words. So what you see on the internet is either going to make someone want to inquire about it or not. So if the pictures are wrong, you're going to kill the marketing of that house.
It's true. My wife went down to East Cowes the other day, and she came back and she said, I found a house, and she showed me the outside of it, and I said, no, I don't like the look of that. And then she showed me the inside of it, and I thought, wow, that's incredible. And it made me want to go and have a look and inquire, just, you know, because it just looked a bit grim from the outside, but inside it looked absolutely superb. I don't know which company it was up with, by the way, but we may go and have a look at it. It's, you know, but it looked really good. It caught our eye. So I'm guessing the photographs are really, really vital.
Yeah, very important. I mean, if you give me your number, I'll give your wife a ring. We'll see if we can get her out viewing properties and get your house on the market.
There you go. That's what I like. It's the incentive there. It's that old way of...
Sold by lunchtime.
That's right. The biggest click on any picture on Rightmove is the kitchen.
Right.
The kitchen is the most clicked and looked at photograph. So like I said, if you haven't got the right photographs, the outside, and it looks wrong, it's like anything. If it's presented wrong, you're going to, you know, your marketing's going to be problematic.
Brilliant. So I know we spoke about this before. We were at the home buyer show a couple of weeks ago, and we were saying about what's the best way of selling your house. Obviously come to you, and do you have the bread cooking, do you have the coffee on? I mean, are they useful things? Do we need to do that, or is it all about the marketing?
It's about the marketing, but presentation is important. So when people come round, we see a range of houses from absolutely showroom condition. We've just taken one on that's nearly a million, and it's stunning. And then we go around some people's houses that, they could do some tidying up. It's one of those things. We advise people on what people come around, but to take the photographs, we need it looking right. So we will move things around, dress the room. It's got to look right.
So if people are thinking about selling and buying and selling, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market at the moment, or both?
Both, I'd say. I mean, the mortgage rules that came in on April the 26th have made it harder for people getting mortgages. They go into a lot more detail. It's all based on affordability now.
Yeah.
So they will look a lot more into detail of all your outgoings. That's not just mortgages. That's loans, credit cards, gym membership, everything. So that has... not help some people. That really has slowed things down initially. Most lenders now 10-15% deposit. So it's about looking for the right property, find the right mortgage for yourself, and then go out and have a look at properties, really.
Do you offer that financial advice as well?
Yeah, we offer everything. I do a property clinic where I'll give any advice to anyone, whether it's legal, property related, mortgage related, on buying or selling a property. That's free of charge. They can just ring up, give us a ring, and we book them in, and I'll go through anything they wish to know on any property matter.
Okay, I think that we're just about to make our listeners go, oh yeah, I know, it's Trigg & Co.
A lovely mug in.
You have, and what I like about it is because I'm colourblind. I love bright colours.
Yep.
So whenever you go out and you'll see, they say you're not too far away from a rat if you go out. You're not too far away from a Trigg sign either, are you?
That's correct.
There's
it
loads
stands
of them
out
there.
Really well. The yellow, red, and blue. And like you said, you've got your own mug now, personalised mug.
Brilliant, thank you. And just give us some details. If we were thinking about buying or selling, websites, phone numbers, that sort of thing.
Okay, you can go on to our website, www.trigiow.co.uk, or you can ring us on 01983 525 710. We're contactable 8 till 8, 7 days a week.
Okay, and do you know what I like about you is that you seem to be... If I ask you to put my house on the market today, it will be done today, and it will be marketed, and, I won't have to worry about it.
No.
You seem very dynamic.
Yeah, we will come round, and we will get all the details ready, probably within 24 hours.
There you go.
Get
there
the photographer go, Alison. Around.
Yeah, sorted.
You're tempted now, aren't you?
Like I said, I'll pop round this afternoon if you're in. Speak to the wife and get you moving.
Yeah, by the time I get, there won't be a house.
No house.
There'd be a board outside with for sale for Trigg & Co.
Hey, Keith, good to see you again. Thanks for coming in.
That's all right, no problem. Thank you very much for having me.